Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 7th of December, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
How am I on a show that's in December?
I can't figure it out either, and I've been doing it for a week now. So unfortunately, I'm not who to ask, but hi. So because it's December, we're here to talk about I don't know why it is, but it is. We're here to talk to you about some gift ideas. And these are particularly gift ideas. A couple of them are things Charlotte not only recommends, but has on her own list. So let's just put that out there. And the first one is something that you have received and would like for others to receive as well.
Well, so for my birthday back in September, I finally succumbed to the AirPods and got a pair of AirPods Pro. They basically haven't left my ears since. I absolutely love them. Shut up, Kelly. I can see you smugly smiling at me over that side of the Atlantic.
I was equally unconvinced before I had my own. That's all I'm saying. I was where you were.
Yeah, but you always told me that I was wrong. I needed to get over my affliction of the stem. And the stem is much less on the AirPods Pro. They sound great. They're noise cancelling, which is always useful. Mm-hmm. And maybe particularly useful if you're with lots of family over the holidays.
It does work well in a house full of people. I can confirm this. Yes.
Right, exactly. And there's the other thing is, if you looked around, we highlighted some of them during Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I think there's still some deals on them knocking around. My sort of caveat would be that maybe indicates we can expect an upgrade of AirPods Pro not too far into the new year. I have no proof of that. It's just my kind of speculation based on the fact there were deals, the fact that we're probably due an upgrade in the coming months, so on and so forth. But even if we did get an upgrade, they're still a pretty solid pair of earbuds. And nice gifting things you can do is you can engrave them with the person or a joke or whatever, the person's name, a joke, something nice on the case. You can engrave that, which always adds a nice bit of personalization to the present.
Yeah.
I think if you wanted to spend a bit of money, they're not cheap. I think they're $249 or something off the bat in the US?
Yes.
Not a cheap present, but if that person was worth it to you, or you wanted to club together with a few people, I think they're a really nice gift and a really nice product, and one that, as I say, I've used pretty consistently for the last 3 months.
Yeah, I too have a highly favorable review of them. I think they're great. I ended up getting mine after Mr. Kelly went on a search for a pair of decent Bluetooth headphones he could use, and he had tried like all the other headphones that collectively we could get our hands on, and so then I said, okay, here, take my AirPods, my regular AirPods, try them for a week and see what you think, because he doesn't like the seal on like noise cancellation headphones and stuff. Sure. It's not comfortable. So I was like, try these. You can hear everything going on around you. See what you think of them. And his biggest complaint was, yeah, now I'm that guy in the meeting with the AirPods on. And I'm like, if that's your biggest complaint about them, then I don't think you get to complain. So right. I guess they're yours, which means I get new ones. And so that was sort of how I worked my way into getting the upgraded pair. But I wanted the noise cancellation out of them and some other things. So an excellent gift. Now, if you know someone who has them, there are a couple of sort of stocking stuffer price point gifts you can do. You get a case for them, which is super handy. There's 12 South has one that's a nice leather case for they have AirPods and AirPods Pro. You can get either one. You can find silicone cases that look like an old Mac or an ice cream bar or a Game Boy. There's a lot of different like silicone ones you can get to put around the outside. You can get them that will carry a tile if somebody has a tile on them to make sure they don't lose anything, you can also get, I have one that I'm going to try and find a link for because I was looking for it earlier to make sure I could share it with everybody and I didn't have a link. But I have one from Square Jellyfish that I really like that has a kickstand on the back of it so they can sort of stand up on your desk. And then also the front piece flips out so that you can, it can hold your phone at the same time, you know, hold your phone up for you while you're talking on your AirPods or whatever. And so the Square Jellyfish case is one that I really like. It's the one that lives on my AirPods right now. I like it a lot. You have another gift to suggest because this is something you've also been using a lot and very much enjoy.
Yeah. So a company called Trust, which is, you know, we'll do with a bit of that now and again, sent me a product called the Bayo, B-A-Y-O, Ergonomic Rechargeable Wireless Mouse. I'd never used a vertical mouse before. It's an ergonomic vertical mouse. So I wanted to give it a try, and I've kind of contrasted it with a Magic Mouse that I own as well. I have to say, I really like this mouse. I appreciate it might not seem like the most exciting thing to give someone, but actually, if you need a good mouse, it's a type of thing we all use a lot and actually can come in really handy. And this is a really competitively priced. I think you said it was $20 if you can get it in the US. It's about, it's, you know, pretty equivalent here in the UK. It's not very expensive compared to a lot of the ergonomic and vertical mouses that are out and about. So it's really one that's worth thinking about. I've really enjoyed, it took me a bit of getting used to, I'll be honest, using a vertical mouse, but I've really come to like it. A couple of things, there's a nice scroll wheel on it. There's obviously left and right click, which you don't even have to set up unlike on the Magic Mouse. There's a couple of extra buttons which I haven't really got much use out of. So I found, for example, the back and forward buttons don't work in Safari, but they do work great in Chrome. And there's a random button at the top, which I haven't got much use out of yet, but I have generally really liked this mouse. One of the things I like about it, I hope you're sitting down while I tell you this, Kelly.
Yes.
You can use it while you charge it.
What?
Yes. The USB, I think USB-C charging point is in the front. So you can get the cable and plug it in and it doesn't break the mouse.
Hey,
use it and the mouse stays as it should on the desk. Yes, I'm still mad about the Magic Mouse charging situation.
Yeah, you are correct. It's definitely a thing that should happen. Yeah, because it is very, very silly.
If essentially if you run out of charge on it, it becomes a wired mouse temporarily while you're charging, which is nice because it doesn't really disturb your workflow. You do need a USB-A. It comes with a USB-A, you know, adapter that you plug in to get the connection between the computer and the mouse, but that works pretty easily. It's got an on and off button as well, which is useful for preserving charge when you're not using it. And a thing I know you will like, Kelly, there's a light button so you can make it turn into rainbows.
Yes, that is very cool. I do appreciate that.
I thought you would approve.
Yeah. And definitely a thing to consider with that is the USB-A adapter, but you said it does work.
I think pretty much straight off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty easy to set up. I didn't really have to do any setup process.
Yeah, that's great.
So it works really easy, feels really smooth when you're using it. I've been really happy with it. I'm sure it's, you know, if Brian was here, he would be telling me why his Logitech one he loves is better. And he may well have a case, but I think to start shifting to an ergonomic vertical mouse at that price point is very compelling and could make a nice gift for someone if they're kind of fancy rejuvenating their home desk setup.
Yeah, and especially with people working from home more or exclusively, and sometimes that leads to spending a little longer at work than you normally would if you have no more commute to worry about. Yeah. That can definitely be a way to do that. I will make sure we have a link for that in the show notes, the one that you have. And you can also look for an ergonomic mouse or a vertical mouse if you're doing some searching of your own, or if you have a brand that you prefer. This one, like Charlotte says, really nice, and it's very nicely priced. Even it's about £20, I think, on Amazon UK. And it was like
$23.50 in the UK.
And like $13 or $14 shipping if I wanted to get one here in the US. And it said it would take a week. So that one is available and you should check it out. So I would say that one is also a good pick. And that's another one of those things that sort of comes in handy, because it's the kind of thing that definitely if you get it for someone and they appreciate it, it's a thing they're going to use all the time. So very good pick. Before we continue, I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsors today. Our first sponsor is ZocDoc, and ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating and then also read reviews from actual patients. So you just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor, and you can instantly book an appointment. So with ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors that are on your insurance, and you can book an in-person or a video appointment. And this isn't just for primary care either. You can find a dentist, an eye doctor, a psychiatrist, or any other kind of specialist as well. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. So that's ZocDoc.com/TDO, ZocDoc.com/TDO. I'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. Now, our second sponsor today is a company called Therabody, and Therabody makes what's called the Theragun. So whether you're an athlete and you go run marathons, or you're somebody like me who spends more time maybe at their desk than they should, and you're just trying to make it through the day without that weird point in your shoulder or that rough spot, you know, in your hip, Theragun can help. So Theragun is handheld percussive therapy, and it releases your muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using percussive therapy, like I said, which goes 60% deeper than just vibration by itself. So whether you want to treat muscle tension from working out or an injury, or just, I work from home all the time now, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. There's an OLED screen. It looks really cool. It looks like something from the future when you take it out of the box and everything. You can go check it out. And the cool thing about it is you hook it up to an app, and then the app on your phone, it uses Bluetooth. It's very easy to put together, and then it will suggest things for you. So it gives you an easy way to get started. It shows you how to use it, what the best way to hold it is to make sure that you're getting the right amount of force, and it all works out. I've used it at my house. It's very popular here. More than one time I have gone to look for it and found out it was somewhere else because someone else at my house has decided that they too need to be using the Theragun in their life. So Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, and hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. So what you can do is try Theragun for 30 days. The entry level starts at $199. You can go to therabody.com/TDO right now and get a Gen 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/TDO. Therabody.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Therabody for sponsoring the show today. So, Charlotte, this is a thing that is another thing we have is something that's on your list that I think probably falls in the AirPods Pro category of it was really just a question of time.
Yeah, a bit. I really was impressed when I first saw the HomePod Mini.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said that at the time on the podcast, but I certainly was. I could definitely see the appeal of it straight away. I kind of wasn't too motivated to get one simply because I had an Echo Dot that was basically doing the job just fine, and you know, it didn't need an imminent replacement. Mm-hmm. But if an HomePod Mini was to magically appear in my home over the holiday season,
mm-hmm.
that would not be a thing that upset me.
That makes sense.
I think it's at the type of price point that is really appealing as a gift.
Yes.
Particularly now that the reason people might be thinking, oh, why are they talking about this? It came out over a year ago, whatever it was. Well, pretty recently we've had new colours as well, which makes them appeal to more people. They're not just in space grey and white anymore. It's got three mm-hmm. new, rather nice colours. So I think there's a lot of appeal to that. And even if someone has them in different, has them already, I know from you that you've set up a kind of, you've got a little network of them working for you now, haven't you?
I do. And
so there's always, just because someone has one doesn't mean they won't benefit from another one.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, new colours are rather appealing. So I think that could be a rather nice kind of from the Apple shop as a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. I also recommend this. It makes a good gift. They come in right around $100. Sometimes you can find deals on them for a little bit less. And the colors are nice. And also the augmentation, like you were talking about, like I have a network of them. I ended up with a spot where I can put two of them and they work as a stereo pair with an Apple TV, yeah. Which is very nice. It's not the big TV where we sit down and watch an actual movie and, you know, it's not there, but in an auxiliary television viewing location, it makes it very nice to have some decent sound, because sound on a smaller television is generally not great. And this sort of helps sort that out, which is pretty good. And you mentioned the colors. One of the things I really like about them is the intercom feature, which
so you can chat at Mr. Kelly from a different room.
I can. In fact, I did it last night.
I'm sure he really appreciates it.
I probably appreciate it more.
Sure.
But he has used it and it works with your watch, it works with your phone. It makes it very easy to be able to communicate with people on other floors of the house. If that's a thing, or you know, if you are in the car and somebody, you know, you come to pick somebody up, like you can intercom in the house. I'm waiting, you know. It's get ready to go.
Example they used in the advert, wasn't it? It was a dad shouting at some kids to come down the damn stairs.
Yeah, I think so. Like, we're leaving in 5 minutes for whatever it is, and that sort of thing. Yeah, that it does work for that too.
So, I do think, yeah, I think that is a really appealing gift. And part of the reason I kind of, as I say, I was quite happy with my Echo Dot, and it does a lot of nice things. I think I bought it the Black Friday before last. So mm-hmm. I've had the Echo Dot for about a year, and it's quite nice just if I want to shout at it to play a song from my bedroom, you know.
Yes.
And it's quite fun if, like, you can tell. Basically, the problem I've had is listening to podcasts on it, because I use Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I find the syncing on podcasts is doable, but it's a bit more luck than precision. You know, you kind of have to say the right words in exactly the right order
mm-hmm.
for it to realize exactly what podcast you want.
Yeah.
You know, picking it up, if I've listened to a podcast on my phone while I'm, you know, out walking or something, and then want to finish it off on the Echo Dot, it's a bit of a it's not as smooth as it could or should be.
Yeah, and there are gyrations involved in making that reality.
Right, and so obviously a speaker that's part of the Apple ecosystem, I assume, makes that whole process somewhat smoother.
Mm-hmm. It does, I'm here to tell you. And another thing that's nice about it is that, much like your first pick, the AirPods, it's very smooth to transfer audio back and forth. So if you want to be listening on your phone, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, music that you want to play, you know, something through Apple Music or whatever, you can also very easily just bounce that over and have it come out of the HomePod Mini speaker instead of the one on your phone or the one on your iPad. Moving the source of the output to a different place is a piece of cake, and it works really well.
Yeah, and from what I understand from both you and Brian Chaffin, you're both pretty impressed with the sound quality from it as well. So that's
I'm definitely impressed with it. Since you're coming from an Echo Dot, it's definitely an upgrade from the quality of the speaker that you were dealing with before. Brian thinks that the Mini is fine because he's coming from the original HomePod, which is an amazing speaker, but was a very spendy sort of purchase, and this is much less so. As a general, like, the first place when I got one last year for my birthday when they first were released, and the first place I put it was the kitchen because I want to have a decent speaker in the kitchen, and it is absolutely a decent speaker in the kitchen. It doesn't take up a ton of space. It does everything I need it to. I can boss it around however I want, and it works. And it works really
like
well.
You.
Well, for the speaker, it works really well. So I like that one.
I think that particularly with the new cars, I think there's a lot to appeal about it as a Christmas gift.
Yeah, but yeah, like you with the new colors, I think that definitely helps a lot. I'm gonna put in a bonus pick here, and that bonus pick is a MagSafe case. So as you know, if you listen to me talk to Dave yesterday, yes, for the iPhone, if you listen to Dave and Brian and I do a little bit of gift picking yesterday, Dave picked a couple of MagSafe accessories. And honestly, I was like Dave, I was a little cool on investing in anything MagSafe because I thought maybe they'd put it on the 12 and maybe decide it wasn't a thing they were going to do going forward, but it's on the 13 as well. And so for the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 13, you can get a MagSafe case. And the one I specifically I'm going to recommend is from a company called Smartish. They're a US company. And the thing I love about mine is that, first of all, it's clear. It's a very nice clear case. Not a lot of them are. So you can see the ring on the back for the MagSafe, but it's a cool looking case and it shows off the color of my phone, which is what I wanted out of a case. And the sides are slightly textured, so it's a little bit grippy, but it's not super duper grippy. You can still slide it in and out of your pocket easily. And all the MagSafe accessories that you want to put with it, like Dave's pick yesterday of the MyCharge battery or the MagSafe wallet, all those things just work better when you have the additional augmentation of the case. A case that's also MagSafe. So in this case, I believe the clear one's like $20, and you can get different colors. You can get them with patterns on them and different sorts of things, and they're pretty cool. And so you know, if you want to put in a case that works really well with maybe you sprung for somebody to upgrade to MagSafe charging so that they have a nice place to charge their phone or whatever, that will come in super handy. So I will put that in there. And the last thing I want to mention really quick before we go is that we are going to talk about Apple gift cards. But we're not going to talk about it today.
deep breaths.
Charlotte's going to start meditating as soon as we're done recording this show. And she's going to stay there until we record tomorrow. Because if you want to do this internationally, there's a lot more to it. But we're going to talk about gift cards themselves tomorrow, what kind of things you need to do if you want to send it to somebody who is maybe not in the same country as you are. And Charlotte has... I don't know how willing you were, but Charlotte has in fact thrown herself upon the international commerce hand grenade of Apple gift cards on behalf of all of us. So we are going to talk about that more tomorrow. And Charlotte, thank you very much both for doing that and for joining me for today's show.
I'm off to cry in a corner. Thank you.
So apparently I need to set a reminder to buy Charlotte a nice large bottle of wine for Christmas. And see if I can get that shipped internationally. We will see. But thank you again. And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.